I'll be chatting with Selwyn Klaas, who is the co-founder of the Historic Documentary Film Society. Now, on August the 13th, which is next week Wednesday, the Society will present a rare cinematic tribute to one of the most iconic and resilient figures in entertainment history, Liza Minnelli. Known for her powerhouse voice, stage presence, and emotional depth, Liza's legacy is deeply entwined with both triumph and tribulation. The documentary is described as an intimate portrait of her life and will be screened at the Bate Emanuel Sloan Auditorium in Parktown. Selwyn Klaas, who's the co-founder of the Historic Documentary Film Society and is a passionate curator of historical film, is on the line to discuss why Liza Minnelli's story continues to captivate audiences, how the film was chosen, and what makes the screening especially meaningful for today's viewers. Selwyn, it's always such a lovely pleasure to chat with you. Let me start with that. Why does Liza Minnelli's story continue to captivate audiences?
Hello, Paula. Lovely to speak to you and Chai FM listeners again. It's a very special moment because this is Women's Month, per se, and Liza Minnelli certainly represents the tenacity of the human spirit. The documentary is called A Truly Terrific, Absolutely True Story. It's a bit of a mouthful, but nothing short of pure entertainment. And if one thinks that here is someone who made it on her own, notwithstanding the fact that her mother was Judy Garland, one of the last of the legendary Hollywood stars in the days when Hollywood was Hollywood, and her father, Vincente Minnelli, one of the great screen directors, Liza was able to do it in her own way. And we're inviting listeners to come to the cabaret, because this is going to be Liza as you've never seen before. And I have a very personal and privileged recall of Liza Minnelli. I was at the Academy Awards in the mid-70s as a foreign press correspondent, and the team who wrote Cabaret, Candor and Ebb, devised a wonderful tribute to the Oscar, and to see her parade down an avenue of gentlemen in tops and tails to receive her Academy Award was what Hollywood was all about. It was pure magic. It was electrifying. And then flash forward in the mid-80s when she was in South Africa for a series of sold-out concerts at the Sun City Super Bowl, I was included at the press conference. And my impressions of having seen her at the Academy Awards had made it the front page of the Star Tonight supplement. And I showed it to her. She stopped the show, pun intended, and she read it then and there. And I was looking at her outfit, and I said, "Miss Minnelli Holston." And she said, "How did you know?" I said, "Well, you virtually gave him his brand, as it were. You kept his Cotillia alive, as it were." And she was absolutely magic, but she really made you feel that you mattered. Anyway, I thought I had to get that off my chest.
I did a quick Google search on her Jewish connection, and her parents obviously were not Jewish, but on her father's side, there was Jewish lineage, correct?
Yes, you know, that's what Hollywood's all about. It chooses to acknowledge the lineage or the roots of its familial roots, as it were, when it suits them. And certainly there was a Jewish contribution to the making of Hollywood. After all, Hollywood was a Jewish invention. It was an empire of their own, as they termed it, in the sense that most of the studios were run by Jewish moguls who were from Eastern Europe and Russia. I think the only one that wasn't owned by the Jewish community per se was 20th Century Fox. But other than that, all of them were of Jewish ancestry. So somewhere along the line, there is a connection.
Now, when you describe the documentary that you'll be putting on next week, Wednesday, as an intimate portrait, what can audiences expect to see that they might not already know about Liza Minnelli?
Liza, darling. Liza with a Z. I think our audience, many of our attendees are from senior organizations. And when they see that Liza is in a wheelchair, and there she was in Cabaret when she got her Oscar, with a Bob Fosse routine, which was absolutely strenuous, it's extraordinary to think that she, notwithstanding the odds, she still has a role to play. And I thought it was most unkind couple of years ago, when she was in a wheelchair even then, that they wheeled her on for the Academy Awards, and they were going to actually put her in a director's chair, which would have been a suitable prop for her to stage manage proceedings. But unfortunately, it was too late for the change of plan. But this time, one's going to see the true Liza spirit shining through, notwithstanding the odds. And one is reminded of so many screen greats like Julie Andrews, who lost her singing voice. And her daughter said to her, "But Mom, you've got another voice. You found your voice through writing." And there's Liza, notwithstanding the odds, once again proving that she still has pipes and she can emote. And she thinks back to Charles Aznavour, who was more or less her mentor. His silences, like the screen image where there's gaps and you think, gosh, just that look into the camera said it all. And that's what Liza learned from Charles Aznavour. She didn't understand it was in French, but she understood that here was the intonation and the emotion. And that's what comes through. She's held on to every nuance in order to be show her staying power, as it were, her worth. She's an extraordinary soul, and the public are in for a very, very special occasion. As you indicated in your introduction, it was recently premiered, and we're thrilled to have scooped this rarity.
And that's a reminder that there will be the screening this Wednesday, August the 13th. So, and a reminder, just what time and where do people go if they want to book tickets?
It's 9:30 for 10 at the Beit Emmanuel Sloan Auditorium. That's 38 Oxford Road, corner 3rd Avenue. There's ample secure parking. And your listeners can either email me, all small letters, Selwyn, SELWYNKLASS, one word, at gmail.com, or 082. I've forgotten my cell number. 082-6033214. Let's write that down again. 082-6033214. That's it.
Well, it makes sense because we don't phone ourselves. Well, that is Selwyn Glass, co-founder of the Historic Documentary Film Society. 9:30 for 10 next Wednesday. It sounds like it's going to be a really worthwhile movie to watch, Liza Minnelli. And for more details, you can always email Selwyn at selwynklass, KLASS, one word, at gmail.com.